Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the SEC Unfiltered platform for your immediate reaction here to South Carolina's first round loss. The SEC 0-2 now, but Oregon getting the 87-73 victory over Lamont Paris and the boys. First of all, give Dana Altman, the Oregon Duck head coach, tons of credit. Tons of credit. That was a great game plan. They went in with the zone. South Carolina, for whatever reason, decided that you couldn't set screens on a zone. I didn't get that either. But again, it really wasn't a terrible offensive game for South Carolina. I mean, 73 points, shooting 44% from the field, 45% from three. It wasn't that. Defensively, they let you down. Defensively, I mean, Oregon, 49.6% from the field, 43.8% from three. Cousinard, his revenge tour, former Gamecock, going for 40, 14 for 22 from the field, 7 for 7 from the free throw line. Did whatever he wanted. I mean, he really did. He literally did whatever he wanted to against a really good South Carolina defense. And then you throw in Dante was an issue, who scored 23 points, grabbed 6 boards for Oregon as well. It wasn't a great matchup, but I just thought I can admit what I'm wrong. I thought South Carolina would get the win here and lose to Creighton in the second round. I actually felt really good about this game. But underestimated Dana Altman, and that's on me. Fantastic game plan. Hey, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure out, hey, the best way to probably defend South Carolina this year is to play zone. But at BJ Mack, after the first probably 3 to 4 minutes, was non-existent. But man, overall, just initial reaction here. That's what the point of this is. These don't go long. These go 4 to 5 minutes. It's just impressive game plan from Dana Altman. Probably the best game plan of the first round. I know it's the first day, the afternoon, but so far in the tournament, best game plan from top to bottom. Oregon, I'm telling you, watch out. This is an interesting team. Dana Altman's going to face his old team in the Creighton Blue Jays. But to South Carolina, I really thought South Carolina's if you would have told me Oregon scored 87 points, I'd be shocked. If you told me South Carolina scored 73, I think they probably did win the game. But it is what it is. Lamont Paris and the boys projected to finish last, projected to finish 14th in the league this year, end up overachieving big time. Massively overachieving this year, finishing fifth in the SEC when they were really in the top four that whole year, had a chance to beat beat Tennessee at home for a second time this year to potentially clinch the SEC. Didn't get it done, didn't look good. I mean, their last two games of the year left a lot to be desired against Auburn in the quarterfinals last Friday in Nashville, then obviously, this game in Pittsburgh against Oregon. But, I mean, for South Carolina, this game, Michi Johnson, 24 points. Outside of that, really nobody. B.J. Mack left a little lot to be desired after the initial first 4 minutes, like I mentioned. But overall, I mean, the reaction here, I'm really not that disappointed in South Carolina. Oregon played a lot better game than I was thinking than they would. I mean, again, Dana Altman, I keep saying it, incredible game plan. But, I mean, Cousinard played out of his mind. This is what makes great stories. I know South Carolina fans are not going to like to hear this, but Jermaine Cousinard goes back against his old team, and I don't think he left in bad standing with South Carolina because that kid drops 40.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Chicago native, just, man, putting it on his old team. But it is what it is, guys. In regards to wrapping up South Carolina's season here on this instant reaction, it's got to be a B+. Got to be a B+. If you finish, if you're projected to finish last in your league, and who cares with the media, us. I used to not be in the media, but now I am. I got to consider myself in the media. It took me a while to say that. But if you're projected to finish last in your conference and you finish in the top five, and like I said, you're really in the top 3 to 4 all year and just lost some tiebreakers for the SEC tournament seeding, that's a B+ season. But a first-round NCAA tournament exit is always leaves a sour taste, a bad taste in your mouth in the season. So that's why it drops it from an A-, in my opinion, to a B+. B+, Lamont Paris, second year. He has the program obviously on the rise. Be interesting how they attack the portal. Their big get last year, B.J. Mack, non-existent a little bit. First two games from the SEC. I know this is South Carolina reaction, but Mississippi State, a little underwhelming from the big guys. Tolu Smith, Mississippi State, B.J. Mack a little bit. I know he's a little bit of a stretch. But overall, I mean, a fantastic season. If you're a South Carolina fan, yeah, you're going to be a little frustrated tonight. But there's a lot to be fired up about with this program. Again, projected last, was consistently one of the more consistent teams in the SEC from top to bottom this year. But again, just disappointing end to the season, but nothing to hold your head about. Just kind of wish that front court and your defense stepped up a little more. Just really felt like they never, when they were kind of getting on a run, going on a 5-0 run, they defend well, but nobody would be there boxing out. And they give up a cheap rebound, a quick foul, and make it two free throws. There goes all the momentum. That's just what happens in the NCAA tournament. You exhaust so much coming back at times when that one negative thing happens. It just feels like there's just that big hole in that boat is just flooded. And it's over. And it's like all that work for nothing we fought for, it's gone. But again, for South Carolina, fantastic season. B-plus in my opinion. But that is the instant reaction from us here at the SEC Unfiltered platform. I'm your host, Dave Shoemate. We got two more matchups tonight with Tennessee taking on St. Peter's and Kentucky taking on Oakland. We'll be back here for some of those instant reactions. It'll be me or Chris will be giving you those. But just wanted to give the instant reaction. SEC 0-2, got to get it going. But South Carolina fans, nothing to hang your hat on. Fantastic season for Lamont Paris and the boys. But, hey, we're bringing you all this action all week here from the SEC Unfiltered platform. You've been fantastic.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.